The way you think is an inner resource. Nobody can say, I don't have an attitude. We all have our mindsets. All you need to do is change those ways of thinking. The problem is when we are harassed, we always point fingers on the outside. This guy, that person, my boss, my relative, my neighbor. We don't realize the whole problem is inside us. There is one external world. This is the world you can see, taste, touch, smell, feel, hear. The world made of prithvi, jal, tej, vayu, akash, earth, water, fire, air, sky. This is the external world. And there is one world within us. Our own inner world. Our thoughts, ideas, beliefs, aversions, hankerings, attachments, values. This is the inner world. Unfortunately, many people don't realize there is a gap. The external world and your own thoughts. So when they are unhappy, they think the environment is forcing them to be unhappy. These are the reactive people, which is more than 50% reactive. So you ask a reactive person, why do you behave like this? He or she says, that is how I am. What to do? That is how I am. I don't have any control about it. And there is the others who are proactive. The proactive people realize that no matter what the situation, how I respond to it is my choice. So responsibility over my thoughts is the ability to respond, which is responsibility. We all are responsible for our attitudes. If you are unhappy, you have got no right to blame anybody. If you do, you are spiritually immature. We are still reactive. Reactive people, what will they say? Swamiji, I just don't feel any love for my spouse now. So what to do? I am waiting for the loving feelings to come back. When will they come back? I don't know when they'll come back. In other words, they feel love is something that will happen to them. The proactive person realizes it is a verb. You have to create the sentiments in yourself. Not just let it happen to you. So the reactive person uses the same formula in spirituality as well. I don't have those feelings towards God and Guru now. What to do? I am waiting for those feelings to come back. My bhakti, my inspiration is not there, Swamiji. So if you are on this emotional roller coaster, you will go up and down, up and down, up and down. Until you become proactive, you cannot progress solidly and systematically in this spiritual journey of becoming a better person. How do you become a better person? When you stop blaming the environment and take control. No matter what the environment, I choose to think positive thoughts. I choose to be happy. Remember, that is the choice you make. And when you start making those inner choices, then you start gaining control over your mind. That is the mastery of the mind. Not let the mind control you. That is what Lord Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita. He said, Uddhared Atmana Atmanam Atmanam Avasadhayet Atmaiva Hyatmano Bandhur Atmaiva Ripur Atmana. Arjun, this mind is such a thing. It can be your worst enemy. You don't need any Ravan or Kumbhakarna or any North Korea or Iraq on the outside. Bigger enemies will be sitting inside. Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Irsha, Raag, Dvesh. The uncontrolled mind will be your worst enemy. However, the controlled mind can become your best friend. It doesn't matter whether it's Republicans or Democrats or whatever. Your best friend can be right inside you if you learn to master your mind. And how will you master your mind? When you understand the gap between the environment and your thoughts. So next time when you have festering thoughts, next time you have these negative attitudes, rather than pointing fingers, look inside. In this situation, could I think differently? How can I think differently, Swamiji? My mother passed away. You don't know. You are a sannyasi. Hari Baba, agreed, your mother passed away. Now, can you think differently? Maybe she is gone to a better future. Maybe her journey is complete and she is enjoying in the other world. Who knows? Now, how do you wish to think is your choice. One Mahatma Ji went to rest in a dharmashala and there were many mosquitoes there. See, in India, it's a different environment, right? The windows are open, so the mosquitoes have a nice time. So he wanted to sleep, but the mosquitoes were creating bloodshed out there on his exposed hands and feet. Until at 2 o'clock, he realized that it's not possible to sleep. Now he could have had the most terrible attitude and blamed the dharmashala and blamed everybody who made it, etc. But he was a proactive thinker. So he got up and said, oh, these mosquitoes are paropkari. They are acting for my benefit. They are saying, why do you sleep? Get up and do your sadhana. Kabira suta kya kare, jago japo murari, ek din hai sovana, lambe paav pasari. One day you have to sleep a deep sleep. Right now, don't sleep, get up and do your sadhana. That is the control over the mind. So Lord Krishna says, Arjun, uplift yourself by the power of your mind. Do not degrade yourself. And you can only do so when you take charge over your mind. And you can only take charge over your mind when you stop playing the blame game. Then you see the gap. So these are the statements of reactive people. Why do you behave like this? That is how I am. What can I do? I'm like this. You heard these kinds of statements, right? Very common statements. But the fact is, I started from here. In order to be happy, what do you need? Do you need it to be Friday? Does it have to be TGI Fridays? Can it not be TGI Mondays? Sada Diwali Sant Ki Aatho Prahar Anand. How come the saints have Diwali every day? Forget about Fridays, they got Diwali every day. Well, to be happy, you need nothing. It's just a choice that you are making.